Our scripture reading comes from Luke, chapter 6, beginning at verse 46. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? I will show you what it is like, what he is like who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice. He is like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock. When a flood came, the torrent struck the house but could not shake it because it was well built. But one who hears my words and does not put them into practice, that one is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck the house, it collapsed, and its destruction was complete. Can you hear me now? Most of us, I think, have seen the commercial on TV done by Verizon Wireless. It's the one where the guy's walking around to various places where you wouldn't think the phone would be working, even the cell phone. He goes out further and further away from the main connection, and he's always asking the question, can you hear me now? There's even one of the commercials that shows a monkey in the zoo with a banana walking between trees. Of course, you can't understand the monkey, I hope. But you know what he's saying. Can you hear me now? The commercial is trying to make the point that how well and how good the reception is for their particular phone service. No matter where you are, no matter how far away, Verizon service is still available and still usable. You're never out of range. But sometimes we as Christians get to the point where we think we're out of range of God. We can't hear God. We're still a part of his family, the body of Christ, but we've lost our connection to him. Usually this can be caused and is caused by something that we have done or not done, something that we have committed, omitted to do. God has always wants us to worship him. But without listening to him, we have a problem understand what he's trying to say to us. And time again, God is sending his message and asking, can you hear me now? I'm here today to tell you that we serve a God that is alive. He's not dead, and he's still speaking to this world. And when God speaks, we ought to be listening. The things that God says are important, and it would be beneficial to us to pay attention when he speaks. How many of you can remember when your mother would call you? You would hear her voice and respond to it, well, if it didn't interrupt what you were doing. On the other hand, when she called you and used your entire name, well, that was different. There was authority in that call, and you knew that you'd better respond to that voice. But there was still that feeling of, well, it's only Mom. But let that same situation happen and let Dad be the one speaking. When Dad speaks, it is with an authority that you understand, as I have no doubt that I had better respond, and it better be the correct response, and it better be right now. When we do respond, when we don't respond the way that Dad expects us to, there's usually some unwanted result at the end of it. We know that we'd better do it right then and there, exactly what he tells us to do. Well, too many of us too often get the feeling with God like we do with mothers. It's only God. Yes, God, I hear you, but I'm in the middle of something right now, and I really don't want to be interrupted. Well, dear Christians, when God speaks, it is with an authority from the throne of heaven that carries more power than Mom or Dad. When God speaks, it is with the same authority of the voice that spoke and creation was formed. When God speaks, it is with the same authority that spoke from the burning bush that said, take off your shoes, for you are on holy ground. When God speaks, it is with the same authority that spoke and a dead man came out of a tomb. It is with the same authority that speaks into our lives still today, if we would but hear. God speaks into our lives words of compassion and direction and correction and understanding. And His voice of authority comes out dripping with love. When God speaks, there is always reaction. There are those who act with rejection. Look at Jonah. Jonah was called to go and preach to Nineveh, but he first tried to go to Tarshish to get away from the presence of the Lord. He found out that wasn't really possible, did he? Many of us choose to refuse to hear what God has to say. Many of us go around asking for God to speak to us, Lord, but then we run around with our fingers in our ears like the little child saying, I can't hear you. But sometimes we just refuse to hear. Sometimes we act as though what God has to say will not affect us. We don't want to be bothered with what God has to say. Our life, after all, right now is pretty comfortable, and hearing from God, well, that could cause us to move from apathy of things of God to caring about the things of God. Hearing from God could cause us to move from apathy about reading and studying in Sunday school or being a part of a small group. It could move us to be a part of these opportunities to hear from God. We might move from apathy about a committed prayer life to caring about having a committed prayer life. If we would hear from God, we might move from apathy about souls to caring about souls. Oh, many don't want to hear from God because they know that they are in store for a voice of rebuke because of sin. Well, you say, I'm not a sinful person. I don't kill. I don't steal. I'm not a sinful person. But some of us are not comfortable hearing from God because of our sin. We have no need to hear from God. We're doing pretty well with our life right now as it is. I'm comfortable. No problems. No need for listening for God right now. Well, sometimes there are those that act with reception. They receive what God has to say to them. Then Jesus said to the 12, will you go away? And Simon Peter answered, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. The words of God may be hard for some of us from time to time, but His words are the words of eternal life. Many that were there that day with Jesus heard Jesus speak and had seen Him perform miracles, but what He had to say became costly to them and difficult for them to receive. The crowds left Him, but the 12 remained for a while longer. They were there. They understood that it was going to be hard, but they were ready to accept whatever Jesus had to say. Many people expect an audible voice from God to knock them down, but to get their attention, and then, of course, to pick them up, and then, of course, to tell them step by step what it is that they need to do. But, you know, most of the time, God speaks to us in more gentlemanly ways. I ask you, why would God speak aloud to someone that is not willing to search the Scriptures daily in order to grow in the Word that He's already given you? Why would God speak to someone that does not spend more than 5 minutes in prayer or in time of worship with Him daily? God is still speaking to us today, and He's still asking us the question, can you hear me now? How can you hear from God? Well, first, make certain that your life is free from sin. As preacher, I just told you I'm not a sinful person. I don't kill. I don't steal. I try to be good to my neighbors. Well, I'm talking about the sin of gossiping around the coffee table and stirring it up. I'm talking about the sin of not being in fellowship with the body of Christ at every opportunity to build each other up in the love of Christ. I'm talking about the sin of not being doers of the word. Saying a sin of saying, no, I can't do that when asked to serve a church committee or a ministry in the work of the church. I'm talking about sin of not tithing your gifts or your time or your presence or your prayers. We're all sinners. That's why we're here. Sin blocks the spirit and power of God from your life because the only message that is heard is repent. So be spiritually alert. This is what Eli was explaining to Samuel. Be spiritually alert. And when you hear that voice, respond, speak, Lord. Your servant is listening. There are times that God speaks and we never realize it's God. But we must be ready to accept what He has to say to us. We must be willing to do what He has for us to do. We must be willing to attribute to Him the voices that we hear. You don't think that nagging in the back of your head, telling you that you need to be a prayer partner and pray for a school and its students and its faculty, you don't think that's God talking to you? You don't think it's God's telling you you need to visit a shut-in? You don't think it's God telling you when you walk by the telephone and you think, I need to pick that up and call whoever? I wonder what it is that needs to take place in our life to get us to hear God. He's speaking today to our hearts, but we are refusing to listen. Can you hear me now? God is telling us which way to go and what to do and how to serve Him. Can you hear me now? God is saying, my sheep hear my voice, and they know me. Can you hear me now? Whatever it is that you are doing that prevents you from hearing God, you need to make a change. God says, be still and know that I am God. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? God says, I love you so much that I am going to send my son. Can you hear me now? God says, my son will give his life for you. And after 3 days, I will raise him up again so that he can sit here as an intercessor for you. Can you hear me now? We've got to open up our ears and our eyes and our hearts and listen to what God has to say. God speaks to us in many ways, and all He is asking is, can you hear me now? When the storms of life are raging, God says, can you hear me now? When you're down to your last dime, God says, can you hear me now? When the doctors have given up and said that there's nothing left for them to do, God says, can you hear me now? When you've come to the crossroads in your life, God says, can you hear me now? Will you please hear me now? Can you hear God talking to you? Are you being receptive to what He has to say? Or are you rejecting Him and doing your own thing? God is talking to us. He's calling us by name. Can you hear Him now?